Welcome to Season 5 of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast with Adina, Brian, Chris, and Steve, the biggest sci-fi podcast in the galaxy. The adventure is just beginning here at the Big Sci-Fi Podcast, and we invite you to come aboard the Starship Tangent. We know you'll enjoy the conversation, the laughter, the banter back and forth, and most of all, friends who love hanging out to talk about all things science fiction. Set your phasers to fun. Here we go. And welcome to another episode of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast. My name is Brian Donahue, and today we have a, well, kind of a special guest, I guess. She's not really a guest, but today we are talking to Adina Miona. From actually on board the Star Trek cruise. We're talking to her right now. She is sitting in a little restaurant cafe area, and I'm here with our friend Steve, the resident retired nice guy. No, you're not a retired nice guy. No, you're a nice guy who's retired. Yeah, exactly. And then Adina is here. Like I said, Christian could not be with us this week, so our thoughts are with Christian. Wish you were here, big guy. Anyways, Adina, you're on the cruise.
Yes.
And just give us a general overview of what it's been like and how much fun you're having. And then we'll go from there.
It has been amazing. So I'm on Star Trek the Cruise 7. And
seven.
This is the seventh one that the company EPC that puts on these. This is the seventh one that they've done. They've already announced and started booking for Cruise 8, which will be next year, which I booked already. So we'll be back again next year, which I'm so glad because this has been such an amazing experience. We sailed to Curacao and Aruba, but there's been to get to Curacao from Port Canaveral, Florida, it was like more than two days of sailing time. There's been a lot of on the boat time. And there's just so many activities happening. There's so many guests here this year. You know, I'll read some of the names of the guests: Seneca Martin Green, Walter Koenig, Will Wheaton, Brent Spiner, Gates McFadden, LeVar Burton, John Delancey, Denise Crosby, Nana Visitor, Armin Shimerman, Max Brodenchik, Chase Masterson, and a whole bunch of others. I mean, like, seriously, there's more pages, but like Michelle Hurd is here. You know, John Billingsley is here. Robert Picardo, Anthony Rapp, David Ajala, like, and then Connie Newsome and other folks from Lower Deck. So it's, and there's so many activities happening every day that are Trek related. It's been nonstop, just like so much is happening. And you mentioned I'm in this little like bar area. You know, one of the cool things that they do is, so this is a whole charter rental. You know, so the company that puts this on, they rent the whole boat from Royal Caribbean. And one of the things that they do is they take all of Royal Caribbean's like normal bars that all have names, and they rename them. So I'm sitting in Mariner's Retreat right now.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Is, you know, yes, it's for Beckett Mariner. But other places, there's like this, I when I was walking here, I almost sat in the Subspace Rhapsody bar. But the reason I didn't is because they're playing Subspace Rhapsody on the TV in that bar right now. And that's one of the things they'll do is like in a couple of the bars, like one of the ones upstairs called the Spore Dive is constantly playing episodes of Disco of Discovery up there. There's Quark's Casino Bar. So they name the casino, and there's like, you walk into the casino and there's all this artwork of Quark on the entrance to the casino. Yeah, so everything's been, you know, renamed and redecorated. It's a very immersive experience into Star Trek.
Are all the passengers on the cruise there only for Star Trek?
Sort of. Yes. This is, you know, EPC.
Imagine showing up and you don't realize you're on a cruise like that.
Yeah, no. And the reason why, no, that's not going to happen is because this is a more expensive cruise than a normal cruise. So no one's going to, so no one is showing up here accidentally booking it. But when I kind of hedged a little bit is because there are a lot of people on the boat that are like in my husband Greg's situation where he's the non-Trekkie spouse or partner, you know, so there's a lot of people here who brought their Well, I'm calling Greg right now. He's our Trekkie in training.
Very good.
And he's been a great sport about it. He let me put him in a uniform the other day. He looks great in the uniform. He's gone to a lot of the programming. He's enjoyed it. Every evening, there's even on a normal cruise, in the evenings, there's a main show.
Mm-hmm.
So the main shows here are performances by each night. It's a different thing with a different Trek actors. And they're enjoyable even if you're not into Star Trek. One night, it was Anthony Rapp just singing. And he sang a variety of songs. He sang some pop songs that people know. He sang one of his songs from Rent. He used to be in Rent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's all these different things. You do not have to be a diehard Trekkie to enjoy it. And so, again, so my husband's been enjoying it. And I've talked to other people who have also, there's non-Trek spouses. And yes, it's just it's an enjoyable time for everybody.
I was going to say, what about, are you just running into actors and performers from the series, or are they just, out and about, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. I'm Michelle Hurd. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Or is it, you're just seeing people in cosplay uniforms or regular clothes or whatever amongst the group?
Well, all of it. So you do run into the different celebrities, oftentimes at the dining hall, or the different, dining halls, you'll see folks there. And so I've run into Todd Stashwick and Dominic Keating, amongst others. And the cool thing is, and I think I forgot who had said this at one of the conventions before I ever got on the boat. Someone asked, how do you deal with kind of being locked on a boat with all of us crazy Trekkies? And, at the end of the day, they do have the ability, if they want to go out and mingle, if they come to the dining hall where they know what we are, they know they're kind of going to mingle, not just eat, but mingle too. If they want to get away from us, they've got their quarters to go to. They actually have, I think there is somewhere on the ship, a private lounge, almost a green room private lounge for them. So they do get the ability to, I'm in interactive mode versus I'm going to be off by myself mode.
But people people are respecting their privacy as well. Correct. They're not surrounding them.
No, it's not the swarm you would see, but I was walking into one of the eating places and it was kind of side by side with John DeLancey. But he definitely had the look on, it was that night, I know, was his main show that he was doing. So I just asked him for a fist bump and he obliged and, everyone's on their way. And, that kind of stuff, that kind of interaction happens. And depending on who it is, me and Greg sat down to eat in there and I saw Todd Stashwick was sitting down at a table 20 feet away. And I kind of gave him a motion hey, you could come sit over here. But preparing for his afternoon activity. But then after he's done eating, he just out of the blue, then he just came over and just started chatting with us. He said, thank you for the lunch invitation. Sorry, I couldn't, take you up on it now. And we chatted for a minute. And so everyone, is a little bit different, but everyone is nice. All the interactions are cool. And then, yes, there's different levels of cosplay, amongst all the passengers. There are everything from people just wearing t-shirts, to people wearing just random uniforms, to people different levels of cosplay throughout the week. Last night was the big masquerade. So that's when everyone who was deep into cosplay brought out all the costumes that they had been working on for 8 months. And
That looked amazing. Our friend Mark Sickle from the Star Trek family, who's there, did a really nice video walking through the line, and some of the cosplay costumes just looked phenomenal. And just him walking through the crowd, seeing the camaraderie, the fun being had by all, kind of gave me, I felt like a really good picture of just the laid back atmosphere that's there, that just the fun people are having, being together and nerding out together, all that. So.
Yep. And
that was fun.
Some videos of that too. I'll post them in our Facebook group. on the Big Sci-Fi Podcast Facebook group when I get back home. But yeah, there were just amazing. And the cosplay last night for the masquerade, it's not necessarily all Star Trek. They had specifically for the people who wanted to participate in the cosplay, they had several categories to include. One was like the best actual Star Trek reproduction. One was, I'm trying to think if I have papers here. I'm going from memory. One was a mashup. One was like, I think a non-Trek sci-fi. I'm just not remembering the different categories. But yeah, it wasn't all exclusively Star Trek. Yeah.
It just seems like you're at a 7-day long, 24-hour convention.
It kind of, you know, in some ways, yes. But in some ways, there's way different experiences. You know, the fact that, yes, you can just kind of roll into a bar or one of the dining halls and just possibly see, talk to, have, you know, there's an actor sitting next to you at the table. To one of the things, you know, some of the things that you could go to are panel discussions. Like, and I've been to this week, I was at the Star Trek Next Generation panel. I was at the Star Trek Picard panel. I was at the Star Trek Enterprise panel. Earlier today was the Discovery panel. And those are very convention-like experiences, moderating them, asking questions, and they take questions from the audience. But then the shows in the evenings, those aren't things that normally happen at at a convention. So one night they did a reproduction of, or a reading of Spock's Brain, the TOS episode Spock's Brain, where different people played the different roles.
Nice.
Armin Shimerman played Chekhov, Todd Stashrick played Kirk, Doug Jones played Sulu, Robert Picardo played Spock. You know, they had them all. Mm-hmm. And it was just such, you know, the comedy and just fun of it was all great. Last night was something they called Star Trek Duets, where they paired up people to do some kind of show. Like Armin Shimerman and David Ajala did actually a little bit of Shakespeare. And
very nice.
Nana Visitor and Mary Chifo, they did an interesting like song and tango that was just hilarious. So all these different kinds of things I haven't seen at a convention. Some of the other events that have happened that I haven't seen at a convention were, there was the Crusher Family Comedy Hour the other night, where Dave McFadden, Ed Spellers, and Will Wheaton did as the Crushers, and just comedy. It was fun. Dave McFadden also yesterday. So she directed the episode, the Next Generation episode, Genesis.
Yeah.
That was the one where they're all like de-evolved. And so they showed the episode in every scene. They would pause and she would give her commentary as to questions from the audience about doing it.
Oh, that's fun.
And those are not necessarily things we see at conventions either. So
yeah,
there's a lot of unique programming here.
No, most conventions, it's just people on stage talking and going on about this or that. But this seemed like more performance and entertainment.
Yes.
Now, let me I was just going to say that.
No, go ahead.
That you're certainly with that. It feels on the cruise like that's the benefit of going on a 7-day cruise is you get, you're paying for a lot more. You're getting a lot more. You're seeing different sides to maybe the actors in particular. So let me ask you this, as someone who just loves to vacation, you know, I know a guy, have you had time to just relax too and just chill out? Or has it been pretty much go to this, go to that?
So it's been pretty much go to this, go to that, but that's only because I really want to. Like, you know, I'm not obligated to, of course. And then any downtime I've had has really been spent. You know, I had some adventures getting here.
Yes, we know.
So we drove. So for our listeners, So my husband and I chose to drive from Maryland to Florida. And that's just because we prefer to drive rather than fly. And 3 hours into our drive, my car broke down on the highway. And we had to have it towed and get a rental in order to get here. So, and then I'm here for getting messages from my family back home that my refrigerator died.
Oh, no.
So my my free time has been taken up by a combination of buying a new fridge, shopping for and buying a new fridge online, and starting to figure out at home, because figuring out if I'm going to be able to drive my car back home, and even if I can, no matter what, I need to buy a new car. So I've been car shopping online. This is not been
very different.
Quite a vacation from that perspective. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. On the flip side, I'm not at work, and my mother is dealing with my kids. So it's kind of a vacation.
Yeah.
And the refrigerator doesn't work, and so on and so on. But
yeah,
at least she's there with the kids watching at the house. You could have been away, the house empty, the refrigerator dies, you come back, and it's like, what? I didn't expect to see this. Yep.
By the way, hi, Mom. We appreciate you listening to this show.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for watching Adina's Kids. Going. Hopefully, we'll see you at Trek Long Island.
Yes.
Again, at least one day.
Absolutely.
At least have a meal with you or something. So shout out to Athena's mom. Looking forward to seeing you just as much as all the people at Trek Long Island. I was going to say, we need to do this real quick because we didn't do it at the beginning, but just shout out to Trek Geeks. Thanks for being a great podcast network. We're so proud to be on the network with all the other great podcasts. And have you run into, I know there was at least one sci-fi sister that was going to the cruise. Have you run into them?
There's at least two, and I've run into them several times. What is also interesting is before I came onto the boat, I knew a bunch of people who were going to be here. I still have yet to meet two of them, and we've been sending messages like, where are you? It's hilarious. It's really bizarre interesting that I've gone, 6 days without running into a couple of people I know. So with at least one of them, we made deliberate plans for later this evening to have dinner. And that's just hilarious. But, it's other people. And the conversation starter for almost everyone is this your first cruise? And by that meaning, is this your first Star Trek cruise?
You're right.
Or not? And are you coming back next year? And a lot of people are. So I have been meeting people who, whether or not this is their first, they're also planning on coming back next year. So I'll see them again. And I've become Facebook friends with a few new ones. I've a few new people. I've given out and told a lot of people about the Big Sci-Fi podcast, of course.
Thank you.
So this is kind of a shout out to hopefully all the new listeners that I met in person at the crew checking us out. I've been happy and thrilled to meet each and every one of you, because everyone I've met has been just so nice and pleasant. But again, we're on vacation. So
right.
Yes. Yes. Number one.
Yes. So even, standing online, striking up conversations with people have been great, or at the dining hall and you're just next to people and you just talk and find out where they're from. And again, is one person the Trek spouse and a non-Trek spouse, and just, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
Adina, was this your first cruise?
No.
Or have you you've been on cruises before, so you knew what to expect or you knew how these things went?
Yeah. As as a cruise. Yes. This has been my fifth cruise in life, first Star Trek cruise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting because, cause I was looking about your ship, not a boat, but a ship.
Yep.
And the complement of passengers can be as high as 4,000 people.
Yeah.
It's a big ship with a lot of, I mean, like there's this, I looked at one picture and there's like this one area that looks like a shopping mall. I mean, it's just a great atrium. It's a big open area. The promenade. Yep. Okay.
Love it.
The one area they did not need to rename because the promenade obviously has a little meaning when we say promenade.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yep. And again, this is typical to the other ships that I've been on. I've been on Princess and Carnival cruise lines. I've cruised with before. This boat is Royal Caribbean. It's the first time I've been on Royal Caribbean. They're all very, very, very similar.
Okay.
The big difference, the last couple cruises I went on were with my kids. And because I was so focused on them and keeping them my older son Frank with food allergies, like it's almost like the rest of it's a blur to me. It wasn't much of a vacation. They weren't much of a vacation. So this is the first time I've been able to, like, I would say, kind of enjoy the just experience for myself, which is kind of cool.
And what has been maybe your favorite part of the cruise?
And are you excluding Star Trek or including Star Trek in that, Brian?
Oh, Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah, the Star Trekkers. Yeah. I don't care about the other cruises she went on at all.
Or did you mean like the Star Trek aspects or just aspects of the, you know, just
yeah,
just
I mean like,
Star Trek,
like
yeah.
And then also just how you feel about the crew, you know, the cruise itself. Is it, you know, everything you expected it to be?
Star Trek cruise. Well, as a cruise, this is exactly what I expected.
Okay.
As a Star Trek cruise, I didn't quite know what to expect. You know, I think a lot of my favorite parts are really seeing some of the shows that are unique.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things they do is they call them artist-hosted events. And you purchase tickets for those separately. And I did purchase tickets for two of those events. One was called Discussions and Desserts with Doctors. And that was an afternoon where, they had desserts available. And then you have and Dr. Mohammed Noor, who's one of the science advisors in the kind of genetic biology realm. And they just were kind of got on stage, you know, and ran around amongst the group answering related questions and each other questions and everything. And that was a lot of fun because that's a smaller event. And then just this morning, the second event I bought tickets for was a pancreatic cancer, PanCan, that organization's charity breakfast. And John Billingsley and Shimmer hosted that. And so those events are kind of fun. They're smaller, a little bit more intimate. Yeah, and like I said, I didn't know what to expect for any of it. I can't think of anything I haven't enjoyed except for the first day, probably like the first 24 hours, I was very seasick. And that first night on the ship, I was very seasick.
Too bad.
And I've been on enough, you know, ships and boats because I used to sail a lot to know that I am prone, to know that there's a lot of tricks, to know to prepare to try the tricks. But even then, it's still that first night still didn't work. Luckily, things got better the next day. And knock on wood, I've been good since. That first night was also, the boat was very rocky. It was moving a lot. Last night it was getting that way a little bit too, but I went to bed and today's been fine. today is our last full day at sea. Tomorrow morning is when we get off the ship, back on land and back to reality.
No. Is there something special planned for tonight as the going away evening?
So every night they also have like, so there's your evening, you know, show. And then there's like different parties and things in the evening, you know, at night. Now, we're not late people. We're early people. So come around like 9:30. We're basically just going to bed, even though there's late parties. Like looking at because we were podcasting today, I brought with me I don't have day seven. But I kind of had the schedule of stuff. And like, there's going to be at 8:00, there's going to be karaoke. At 9:00, there's Star Trek trivia with special guest Gabrielle Ruiz. There's a 10 p.m. to midnight Tripp and Travis karaoke party with Connor Chenier and Anthony Montgomery. And then 10:30 to 2:30 a.m. there's the Voyage Home party. They have a DJ for that. So, you know, there's stuff going late into the night.
Yes.
I'm not particularly, like, after our show, I've got, you know, that's when we're meeting some friends, these friends for dinner. And then if I'm awake at 9, we'll go to the trivia. But
that would be fun.
We're gonna be close to like pooping out at that point.
And then when do you have to disembark tomorrow from the ship?
At about 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. So you got to also get packaged up and ready to go with your luggage and everything in the morning. So,
Yeah. Well, actually, what you do is, and this is typical on a cruise, you usually have the option to disembark yourself with your luggage, or you can have like them porter it. And so we're just doing them. So you actually have to have your luggage packed up the night before. So your bag will be outside your room by like 10 p.m. tonight. So, which is fine. I mean, again, and those are the things that, because I've cruised before, I knew that that's how that worked. There's no surprises there. So a lot of things are still just normal cruise stuff, like where you have the buffet versus like the main dining halls, and you still have a fitness center and a spa, and you have your pools, and you have like, there's a walking running track on one deck outside. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that is just still normal cruise stuff. And so when I originally asked, you know, my husband, Greg, do you want to go? You know, he's like, it's a cruise, you know, and he spends a lot of time, especially in the mornings, in the fitness center, because he likes to do that. And there's still just like a lot of just normal cruise stuff. We're on a freaking cruise.
I mean, it is still, again, it's still the cruise. Mm-hmm. It's just the themed cruise. And, you know, and
in
that's
fact,
really
the
what
theme,
it comes down
the
to.
The name of this episode might be We're on a Freaking Cruise. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
But, well, we sure appreciate, Adina, you taking time on the cruise to actually talk to us. Unbelievable. Thank you for doing that. And we can't wait to see more pictures and maybe video and other stuff and hear more stories about.
And how many autographs did you get?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So ahead of time, you could purchase photo ops and autographs, or you could do it on the boat. I think if you wait till we get on the boat, it's slightly more expensive. But when I looked at the list of people, it's like, oh my God, I could easily spend $1,000 on this. So I really had to pick and choose and really think very difficult, you know, hard about it. Now, several of the people on the cruise, I already have their autograph and their photo op. Like I have David Ojala, I have Gates McFadden, I have Doug Jones. And actually, you know, I ran into David Ojala a couple of times. I reminded him that we met at Trek Long Island and he seemed to remember me, but then I've re-met him a few times on the boat and he remembers each time. It's kind of cute, but he's so sweet. So I eliminated people that I already had. And after that, it was like, okay, who am I not likely to see again? Or who is it who, you know, so at the top of my list, was Walter Koenig.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes. And that was actually, he was the person, I was just getting his autograph just 5 minutes before I got on the phone with you guys today. And I have to say, so he did a panel the other day, just him. And seeing him talk and tell stories and answer questions was so delightful. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, now part of it is, though, what's interesting, because he's I think, 87 years old right now.
Wow.
What I've noticed is for some of the folks who are getting up in those years, their filter comes off. They are willing to tell stories that they probably would have told 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And so it is so fun to hear him talk and tell stories. And I could listen to him all day. Keep your fingers crossed. He has my contact information. I told him about the podcast, and you know, we'll see.
It'll be amazing.
It's up to him to reach out to us at this point, but that would be great. But when I so they have photo ops and autographs, and so I did both. I had my photograph taken with him, and then today had that photo autographed. And he remembered me from the other day, which is sweet, and remembered that I was from Maryland, which he was impressed about. he was impressed. He impressed himself. He's like, I can't believe I remember that. But you know, he was a real treat. So I got his autograph and picture. The other two that I chose was LeVar Burton.
Oh, wow.
Good.
And I got to actually tell him that the reason that I'm an engineer in aerospace was because of, you know, watching engineers like him in Star Trek as an impressionable teenager.
Yeah.
And then the other one who I've wanted to meet for years, and I'm so happy I did, Brent Spiner.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. And I was able to chat with him for a couple minutes, too. And we talked a little bit about AI and data and stuff. And he was so nice to talk to. And that to me is such a delightful dream come true to be able to just talk to him for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm sad that I didn't get more autographs and more opportunities like that, but I'm still thrilled with the opportunities that I've had.
That's a pretty good list.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
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 Pretty good.
Again, to speak with Brent, I've seen him at conventions and he looks so laid back. He's the one guy having the most fun of anybody. Because that's who he is. I think that in real life, that's who the gentleman is. He's that kind of a person.
Yep. And he's funny. Everything about him seems kind and personable. I'm very blessed and very lucky to have spoken with these folks this week.
You know, when I was at the Star Trek Day at the Paramount Studios, I did run into Walter and I did have a chance to speak to him and I did thank him for being there at the very beginning. I didn't ask for his autograph because I didn't want to bother him, but just to have a moment to tell someone like you did with Lamar and tell him, thank you, because look what you did. You inspired me. I think that means a lot to them to know that they have touched us in a certain way.
Yep. And what I told them, I thank them just for being here and just that I appreciate that they, you know, are out here because it is, you can see it. It's a very tiring and exhausting experience to be here, to do like the line of autographs. And for the folks who are doing shows, or they're doing multiple shows a day, it's a lot of work. And I know they put together these shows on short notice, you know, like they don't have a ton of preparation or a ton of practice time, so they get put together really quickly. They do know. These are amazing professionals. You know, and it's such a joy to see them in other roles, even for a brief few minutes, but to see them be doing other things outside of Star Trek, because you get to really see their depth and breadth of professionalism and experience. You know, I'm so glad that they put themselves out there. I mean, again, I know they do it because no one wants to be thought of as just doing one thing or known for one thing. So I'm glad that they are showcasing their talents to us how amazing they are. Yes.
Yeah. In the greatest compliment, Steve, you kind of mentioned it, that an artist can receive is that their art impacted or caused a positive emotional response or inspiration. So I just, you know, an artist that doesn't appreciate that, whatever their art form is, you know, you want to impact the world with your art. You want people to feel something. You want to inspire that. So I think as Star Trek fans, we have such a unique fandom where the actors, the directors, the producers, the writers, the composers, the behind the scenes folks, have really embraced the fans. And we have such a unique opportunity like this on a Star Trek cruise to brush shoulders with them, to talk to them, to actually meet them, perhaps to touch them, you know, and to see them do something else. You know, I mean, I would love to fist bump John DeLancey. I got to see him at Comic-Con here in Columbus and saw him up close and sat in the first row for his talk. He was fantastic, but I didn't get to fist bump him. So
I did get the fifth sentence.
Yeah. Nothing happened, though? Like, there wasn't this white flash that came over you or
anything like that? Transported to his alternate dimension.
No. Well, it was a fist bump. He didn't snap his fingers in front of me. So.
Very good.
And you know his fist bump or his snapping the fingers thing, right? what it actually is. So, anyways, anything else, Adina, you want to share before we? I know you.
Oh gosh, there's probably. Well, yeah, because the next thing I'm going to do. Let me tell you guys what I'm going to do next. Because one of the other interesting things about this cruise is beyond the actors, there's several science and other. They're calling them the science advisors, special advisors. So we had Dr. Mohammed Noor, which I've seen several times on the cruise. Dr. Erin McDonald, she's also one of the science advisors to some of the recent Trek series, and Denise and Michael Okuda.
Yes, yes.
And so once I get off the phone with you guys, I will be heading to, they have an event this afternoon. So one of their projects, which is, I think it's somewhat of a passion project for them, but I think it's even more than that. They're working with the Roddenberry Archive. And I think they when we interviewed them, they talked a little bit about it. And so they're going to be, the title of their presentation is Inside the Roddenberry Archive, Illuminating the Legacy of Star Trek's Creator. And so they'll be doing that presentation shortly. And so their presentations have been interesting, too, because you get such an amazing behind the scenes look at art and props and their experiences, pulling things together. So that's been also great. And I've spoken actually on the boat. I've sat and chat with Denise several times. And these are also, amazing people that are responsible for a lot of what we see and, too. So it's more than just the actors here.
Were you wearing your big sci-fi podcast t-shirt when you met her?
I was wearing it. No, I don't know. Cause I've worn so many different things this week.
Because I had written to Denise and told her, you're going to be there and you'll notice her because she'll be the one wearing the big sci-fi podcast.
Well, like I said, we've sat and chatted several times. So I don't remember what I was wearing the first day I saw her. But let's see. But yeah, no, I boarded the boat with my big sci-fi t-shirt on just so, just so anyone, because again, I was very active also in the cruise. There's Facebook groups for the cruise. So for anyone who is thinking about going on this cruise or is going to go on this cruise next year, you can look for Star Trek The Cruise 8. There's already a Facebook group for next year's cruise. And that's a great way to, that's one of the ways I got a lot of information about this year and just kind of what to expect. And so the same thing will happen for next year. Well, anyway, so I deliberately wore my big sci-fi podcast t-shirt just for, so if anyone is going to recognize me or say hello or whatever. And I think I might be wearing it off the boat, or I brought multiple. Wearing it off the boat tomorrow. But yeah, of course I've told a lot of people about our wonderful podcast.
Yes.
And yeah.
That's great. Awesome. That's great. Because I mean, how many people we have interviewed on our show were at the cruise.
I got my hug from Michelle Hurd.
Oh, thank you. That was going to be my big question because she is such a sweetheart. She was so nice when I ran to her on September the 8th. She's the one who hugs you. She's so open and genuine. She's a sweetheart. So I'm glad you got a chance to see her.
Yep. And I've seen her on several of the panels and things this week, like on the Picard panel, and just to listen to her talk about things. And of course, on several of the panels, they talked a lot about the work they did for the SAG-AFTRA strike last year. And just hearing her talk about that and the important work they were doing, it is amazing. Anthony Rapp talked about that too, because he was also involved in working with the negotiating committee and making sure certain language got into their contract. So hearing them talk about these things, that it's not that they're passionate about, these are very important things for the industry and for all the people who work in the industry. So she is amazing. Of course, I've seen John Billingsley several times too.
Did John watch his language?
No, Sean watches. No, no. And there's no kids on this. Well, there's no one under 13 allowed on this cruise. So
okay. Yeah.
But no, of course not.
You know, I need to tell my wife that for next year, that the kids aren't allowed to come. They're not old enough. So
right.
She could go do all of her laying out on the deck, hang by the pool, whatever. And I could go to
and not worry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh, guys, I'm going to say it is totally, I'll say this is worth it. You know, if you've got something you want to save up for, this is the thing to save up for and do. This is absolutely worth the experience.
Yeah. And it sounds like on this cruise too, you get a chance to connect with people like yourself that you might stay in contact with because of wonderful things like Facebook and Instagram. And I mean, just swapping numbers if you want to too. So that is very impressive and fun and a great part of our fandom and love of Trek too, is we're all typically pretty friendly, relatable people who love connecting and talking about Star Trek, of course, but also our other interests. So very cool. Well, Adina, thank you so much. We know you have to scoot to another fun activity. So we're glad you spent the time with us. Don't forget to hit that like and share button, folks. As you're listening to this, share the Big Sci-Fi Podcast on all your social media if you can. Make sure you catch us on TrekGeeks.com as well as all of the other amazing podcasts that are on there. And don't forget that Trek Long Island is coming up here the end of May. It's going to be amazing time. I've still got to book my plane tickets. I think I'm going to try to see if that can't happen this week or next. But we've already got our hotel rooms, everything. All four of us are going to be there again. It's going to be an amazing time. Get your tickets now and get your reservations at the hotels, all that stuff. It's going to be a great convention. We can't wait to see you there. We really do want to see you. Yes, you. Don't look around the room. You. We want to see you at Trek Long Island. To our friend Chris, who couldn't be here today, we love you, buddy. We miss you. Mm-hmm. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast. Gonna find my way back home. Even when I feel alone, I'm gonna keep on pressing on. And I cannot give up hope, 'cause I found out long ago, when you lose sight of that hope, there is nowhere left to go. As I journey through this life, should I go left or maybe right? I don't want it to pass me by, but I don't want to waste my time. And I have to shine this light, even in the darkest night. If you have to ask me why, then this is my reply.